Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabshachi Bhattacharji. The center has asked the states and union territories to take necessary action to curb malpractices such as hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to all states and union territories in this regard. He said rumors and misinformation continue to circulate in certain areas, leading to avoidable public concern and instances of panic buying. Dr. Mittal said that only 17 states and UTs are presently conducting regular or intermittent press briefings. They have been asked to step up proactive and regular public communication to ensure timely dissemination of accurate information through social and electronic media. The West Bengal police today arrested two persons, including the mastermind of the ghera of seven judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Baghdogra airport. The alleged mastermind, identified as Advocate Mofakkarul Islam, was arrested while he was trying to board a flight. Speaking to reporters, ADG North Bengal K. Jayaraman said Islam hails from Itahar in Uttar Dinajpur district and was currently residing in Kolkata. He said three cases have been registered against him at Kaliachok police station for allegedly instigating locals through speeches on Wednesday, following which the seven judicial officers were gheraud inside the Kaliachok 2 block office under Mothabari Assembly Constituency. The Ministry of Education, on the advice of the UGC, has declared National Council of Educational Research and Training as an institution deemed to be university under distinct category. The Ministry also directed the NCERT to take appropriate steps to commence research programs as well as doctoral and innovative academic programs. Ponung Tasing Epicius has joined as the District Information and Public Relations Officer, Dipro Khonsa, Tirab District of Arunachal Pradesh. The Tirab District has received a designated Dipro after a gap of 10 years. The Indian Navy commissioned the stealth frigate INS Taragiri at the naval dockyard in Vishakhapatnam today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh presided over the ceremony. Built by Mazgaon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, the warship is the fourth vessel under the Project 17A class. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the reform brought in the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 is a significant step towards simplifying laws, reducing compliance burden and fear of penalties. Mr. Goyal stated that 12 states have already introduced their own version of Jan Vishwas laws and urged other states to also look into decriminalizing petty offenses. The West Asia conflict entered its 35th day today, with Iran and its allies continuing exchanges of fire with Israel and the United States as strikes expanded beyond military targets to civilian and industrial infrastructure across the Gulf, raising concerns over global energy supplies and maritime security. Saudi Arabia said its air defenses intercepted and destroyed seven drones in the past few hours. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the tallest bridge in Iran had been destroyed hours after threatening to bomb the country back to the Stone Ages. The B-1 bridge links Tehran to neighboring Karaj. Godratullah Saif, the deputy governor of Alborz province, where the B-1 bridge is located, said the strike had killed 8 people and injured 95 others. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council is scheduled to vote tonight on a Bahraini proposal to secure the Strait of Hormuz. The first edition of Inter-College Football Championship 2026 kicked off with a grand opening ceremony at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPI, Arunachal Pradesh on Thursday. The organizers had earlier announced that all funds collected from ticket bookings will be donated to orphanages. Christians across the world are observing Good Friday today with solemn prayers marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. In the SAF Men's Under-20 Football Championship final, India will face Bangladesh in the Maldives today. The two sides had met earlier in the group stage, where the match ended in a 1-1 draw. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.